Hi, fellow deviants. This is Phoenix Dragonfly. Today, I got together five other GWA porn-loving friends, both creators and writers, to help me answer Dante Creates 50 Random Questions. We thought this would be a little bit more interesting if we all answered them together rather than one-on-one. So please stick around for 50 random questions, some about porn, some about broccoli. I'm going to shut up and let the lovely contributors introduce themselves, and then we're going to go into the questions.
Hi, everyone. I'm eccentric_croissant. I just go by croissant, and I'm one of those fellow porn creators.
Hey, it is Cupcake Kira, but I just go by Kira. So,
I'm Best Baby Girl, otherwise known as BBG, porn consumer, porn creator.
Hi, everyone. I'm Difficult Dark, also known as DD, and I'm a bit of a mess.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mars Lux, but you can call me Mars.
So we will start off straight away with question one. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes or no?
Yeah.
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 Yep.
They know enough.
Yep. Yeah. My face and my name.
We're all really a lot of overshavers.
Wow.
Yeah. There's so many people who've answered this question with, nope, no one knows anything about me. And we're all like, yeah, we just...
Here is us.
We don't care.
Asking ourselves.
Exactly. Okay, question two. Do you have a crush on a member of this community?
Oh, boy. I'll just go with maybe.
Maybe. She's being very fucking aloof here. Okay.
And let the mystery live.
I'm kind of a tsundere, but yes.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to be a yes as well.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
So about that question, a crush on a member. Let's just say members, okay?
Yeah, just you can pluralize this.
Yeah,
I knew you would say that.
No, I have deep admiration and respect.
Oh, that is such a good answer. That is such a good
very
answer,
Mara.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah, we all sound ridiculous.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
And I'm going to have to say yes as well. And again, with DD, multiple people. I listen to so many voices and I'm like, yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Love them all. Anyway, nice. Question number three. God almighty. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? This is so open and vague a question. I hate it.
Oh, it says who? Oh my God. I don't know. A few people, I guess.
Honestly, I'm just going to have to say redacted.
That's so awesome.
Nice.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Do anime characters count?
Oh boy.
Oh no. We're not having this ethical debate.
Already on question three.
Yeah.
As long as they're not underage, it's fine.
Okay, exactly. I'm gonna go from Lekopara.
I have no idea who any of those are, but I'm sure they involve cat ears. And now we're getting into some really juicy things. Question four. Have you given or received anal IRL?
Nope.
No.
I have both given and received.
Ooh.
Anal.
Do toys count?
Why is it always when we come to you, we have to dive into what the question really means?
I'm a complex human being.
To be fair, I was going to ask the same, but then the answer is still no. So I was like, okay, fuck.
Yes to both.
I will choose to say maybe, depending on definitions. Uh-huh. Okay, question five. Would you rather give or receive oral sex?
Oh, right now, probably receive.
Well, I don't have any experience with either, but probably give it.
This is complicated. I love to give. I only like to receive oral from women because I find men are shit at it. Sorry.
Speak the truth.
Yeah. I'm not gonna mind it for that.
I'm gonna be selfish and say receive.
Wow.
Wow.
The male voice on the panel.
I think I gravitate more towards giving.
I will say, I think I also gravitate towards giving as a preference. Yeah, I'll go with giving.
Wow, me and Didi being like, hell yeah. Give us all the good stuff.
You're allowed to be self-suspicious. That's completely fine.
And hey, I mean, croissant, we can share because, like, there's four people who want to give and, like, two people who want to receive. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, oh my god, hell yeah. That's a plan.
Amazing. Question 6. What is your favorite tag?
Cunnilingus? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it.
I don't really have just one. It depends on my mood, I guess. Right now I'm really digging some N-sub.
I would have to say incest.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No kink shaming from me.
No kink shaming at all. I just don't
think
it's not for me. I was just going for the joke there. I'm sorry. CNC is my favorite.
I'm going to have to go with Gentle F-Dom.
Oh, I listen to a lot of Ramble Faps, and I think this is influenced a lot because I like whimpers. It's my favorite tag.
Ooh, yes.
Okay, question 7. Is there a tag you'd really want to try writing/recording?
Yeah, I want to do a female for female audio, which I think will happen soon. I'm really looking forward to that. So does that count as a tag?
Yeah, right? That's still a tag. That's a gender tag. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I've wanted to try a yandere tag for like a long, long time.
I think you'd be great at that.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
I want to do an F-dom. I want to be a mistress.
Haven't you dallied in that? Is that not a little bit yandere?
Have I yandere? Yeah, I guess it is a little.
I think if I were to record, I would like to do suffocation audio.
Ooh. Oh. Hmm. All right, question 8. Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
Oh, no, not yet. Nope. But I wish. I mean, what? Nothing.
No.
Because that would involve bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
It depends how creative you are. It's all I'm going to say. Next.
I mean, to be fair, I did see a GIF on a porn subreddit the other day. That didn't involve a bathroom in that case, but anyway, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't expect nice.
This from us.
Nice.
No, and again, bathrooms, no, ick, so it would have to be somewhere else. Question 9, have you ever fucked in a car? I love how question 8 is, are you a member of the Mile High Club? And question 9 is, have you fucked in a car?
Oh damn, it's a no again, but yeah, it has been crossing my mind recently. Might do an audio about it.
No.
Yes.
No, I haven't because I don't have a car. I'm a fucking virgin too, so I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
That's the real reason.
Oh.
Shit. Now that I think about it, I've done a lot of car stuff.
Is that like saying I've done a lot of butt stuff? I've done a lot of car stuff.
I think one instance, the guy was driving and I was sucking him off, which I don't condone. That's not safe.
Yeah. Wait, that counts? That. Okay, so I might change fun. My answer.
I mean, that kind of sounds hot, though. I know it's a bad idea, but like, it kind of sounds hot, you know?
I was young and dumb. I'm sorry.
We forgive you for your doing that.
Blame you, I would have done this in wait, what?
Question 10. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content?
Oh, I think I gravitate more towards vanilla stuff.
Depends on the mood, but I think probably rougher all in all.
Mine falls, I think, somewhere directly in between. I don't like too heavy on the degradation, but I do like some of it.
I'd say I'm more on the vanilla side.
Rougher for me.
Oh, thank God. I thought everyone else was going to be vanilla. I was really worried I was going to be the last one going, oh, it has to be rough. It can't be vanilla. You fucking know. Thank Christ. I get a bit if there's too much like boyfriend energy or girlfriend energy in audios, I'm like, no, I'm not here for that. So yeah, rougher for me. Question number 11. Does anyone in your real life know that you write slash record here?
Oh, like from my close circles? Nah.
No.
Yes.
I feel like in my case, like a lot of my friends, you know my username, but I don't think any of them are interested enough to, you know, have actually checked it out.
So it's a maybe.
No, I just started.
For me, yes. My boyfriend knows. Everyone else, no. Question 12. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Oh, what a nice question.
Oh, I love ice cream. As long as it hasn't been in the microwave, I'm fine with any flavor. Maybe chocolate. Oh, it's some people will understand. It's fine. Let's move on.
Oh my gosh. Probably birthday party.
Jerry's makes an awesome vegan flavor called Netflix and Chill.
I'm going to go with Ben and Jerry's flavor too, but in my case, it's half baked.
Literally anything, like pistachio is nice as long as it's done well.
I don't like chocolate flavored ice cream because I feel like I'm just eating a spoonful of cocoa. So anything but that isn't chocolate flavored. So, yeah.
Finally, like whenever I say that I hate chocolate ice cream, everyone's like, but like, ew.
Yeah, it's the same with chocolate.
No, yeah, I've met people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just weird. It tastes too much like I'm eating gritty cocoa.
This
This is my English preference for like a proper milk chocolate that Americans and some people don't get. Question 13. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt?
I don't know. Aunt, maybe?
I say aunt.
I am an auntie.
I pronounce it as aunt.
Aunt.
You guys are all very posh.
I'm the only one. I'm the only aunt.
No, I pronounce it aunt or auntie. So it's a northern thing. I know some people not too far down the road in England would pronounce it completely differently. So yeah. And 14, name your favorite video game, if any.
Oh, this is interesting. Oh boy. I'm going to say probably Zelda Breath of the Wild. I just love that game so much.
It's very good.
Hitman.
I can tell you my least favorite is fucking Minecraft for personal reasons. But
sacrilege.
Favorite wise, it's really hard for me to narrow it down to one, but the entire Uncharted series.
So I'm not going to be able to just name one, so I'm just going to name a few. So I love Silent Hill. I love Amnesia of the Dark Descent. I love Terraria. I love Minecraft, but only with mods. Let's see, what else do we have? Bioshock is a good series. Yeah, let's leave it at that. No, wait, Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley 2.
Oh, yeah, Stardew Valley.
I'm, like, addicted to Stardew right now.
I feel like I don't have the mental stamina to be good at video games, but I'm replaying Bioshock. I like watching people play games. I like The Last of Us, Dark Souls, Sekiro, Amnesia.
If we're going off like hours played, because again, I play so many video games, I could never narrow it down to one. But something like Minecraft really has just sunk half my life away. And the Fallout series, I've played like 300 to 400 hours of each one of the Fallout games, so that's probably my favorite, I guess, just in terms of hours. Okay, question 15. Can you juggle 3 balls for 1 minute?
It depends on the balls.
Oh, I knew she was going to say that.
No.
No, I cannot.
I can't either. I can't even juggle like a single ball, if that's even a thing.
That's not a thing. You can't juggle just one ball.
Two, Didi, come on.
God damn it.
I think I can juggle some balls, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I can actually juggle. I taught myself how to juggle because I was really bored one summer, and I was lamenting the fact that somebody I lived with had juggle balls, and I was like, oh, I've never been able to do this. And then I literally just practiced for like a week and went, oh, actually it's not that hard. Question 16. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of one, just pick a favorite.
Like, favorite is making people laugh. Hell yeah. It's a good talent.
I don't know. I'm a pretty good cook, I guess.
My single best talent is making audio porn.
That's awesome.
I was waiting for somebody to be like, yeah, I make come with my voice. That's my talent.
Well, to be fair, I feel like it's more like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm going to join cooking crew, you know, cooking gang.
I feel like I dabble in things, but I wouldn't consider myself talented.
Oh, that's very self-deprecating, but I empathize with that. I don't know if I would say, no, actually, fuck that. I do have a talent. I am incredibly good at audio editing to the point where it was my career for a spell. So I'm going to say I can practically pick out words by waveforms. I'm that good. Right. Question 17. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? That is going to have to require looking at a map.
South, I guess.
Well, I'm actually laying down, so I'm like looking up, but I guess I am also looking south.
I'm also laying down, but I'm also looking south.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess I'm one of the few people that's actually sitting in a chair right now. I've checked on my phone. I'm facing about 50 degrees northeast.
So specific. I love it.
Sorry, I have no sense of direction. I don't fucking know.
I have an incredibly good sense of time, but not of direction. So checking on my map, I think.
Yeah, just check the sun in that case, if you've got a great sense of time.
Well,
yeah.
The sun is not always out. I live in the north of England. Come on.
I know.
I don't even fucking know. I can't even see on my map. But I'm also sitting. I want that on record. I'm not lying down being a lazy bitch. Oh, interesting. 18. If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged?
Oh, boy. The sofa, I guess.
My window.
I have the creepiest ass doll picture. I would not do it because this thing would fucking haunt me. There's something trapped in that picture. I just know it.
I would damage, well, my wall. So I mean, if it's left like slightly forward, then I'd damage my mic.
I don't know, I'd probably knock down like some skincare products.
If we were talking directly left, again, it's just boring wall. But if I can angle it just right, I could take out my entire window. So yeah. Question 19. What is your alcoholic drink of choice?
Ooh, either wine or gin and tonic. I also like rum and coke.
My favorite alcoholic drink is probably, if I'm making it myself, a screwdriver because I'm lazy. If I'm getting it at a bar, I really like Bahama Mamas.
Ooh, what's a Bahama Mama?
I'm drawing a blank on what all goes into it, but it's like a fruity, like tropical drink. And it is so good.
Nice. It sounds it.
I don't drink anymore, but when I was an alcoholic, my favorite drink was vanilla vodka and Diet Vanilla Coke.
You guys over in America have the best selection of flavored vodkas.
Right?
That has not made it to these shores, and I am very upset about. Like, for years we have had apple vodkas and various little things like that, but nothing like when I went to America. The sheer like length of the store of each flavored vodka, and we had the Swedish fish sweets flavored vodka, and I could absolutely drink that forever and a day.
I guess my alcoholic drink of choice is basically any sort of cocktail.
Cocktail is very vague.
Well, yeah, but like, okay, so it has to be sweet. I'll take anything that's fucking sweet, but I guess if I had to choose one, I'd go with a tequila sunrise because it's just like kind of easy to make, you know, yourself. So yeah.
I mean, depends on the mood, right? Like beer, whiskey, gin, wine. Absinthe.
Our resident alcoholic speaks up. Question 20. What alcoholic drink will you never drink again?
I don't think I have any. I don't drink anything.
I'm not a fan of Long Island iced teas.
I will hopefully not be drinking alcohol again ever.
Okay, so it's a bit of a difficult question for me because there are a lot of alcoholic drinks I don't like, but like any of them I would probably still drink, you know, if I'm in the right company and like there's nothing else to drink, you know. I guess I could go with beer because that's like my least favorite alcoholic drink because I just hate how bitter it is.
I tried this cocktail called the Graveyard. I would not recommend it. It's fucking disgusting.
I feel like that's how it should be with a name like that.
Yeah. I have a story to accompany it, but I won't go into it because it's probably too much doxing of myself. But I had a bet, which people who know me will not be surprised, with a friend about how much absinthe we could drink one night. And it was not a good night. So I think if I ever touch absinthe again, I'll get flashbacks of the parts of that night that are missing, and I don't want that. Question 21. Can you, do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, vodka, cognac, rum, or etc. with nothing else added?
I can, and I do if it's good quality alcohol, and particularly I like rum.
I can. Usually I don't really like to, unless it's something that does taste really good. Like, I guess schnapps are usually good. Rum, especially rum chata. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I can drink alcohol straight, but you can definitely tell I'm not used to it.
Just say you're a lightweight. We all know.
Yeah.
No, the problem is just it makes me like cough and stuff because I'm just, you know, not really used to like the taste of straight alcohol. I usually just choose not to because, you know, cocktails are like so much tastier. Mm-hmm.
Dude, thinking about this question, I can like taste the fucking alcohol. Yeah, I usually drink whiskey straight.
I can drink most things, but I think like Croissant said, it's got to be a decent taste, not something from the supermarket shelves that's really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
We're off the alcohol question, thank God. Oh, wait, we're not. Have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go?
Yeah, it was kind of a cuddle fuck type of thingy, and it was quite quick. It's all I'm going to say. Next.
No.
Yes, and it never goes as good as you think it's going to go.
Truth.
I think as long as no one vomits on someone else, it's considered a good night.
Yeah.
Does drunken masturbation count?
Oh my God, stop saying does X count?
Sure, let's give him this.
Yeah. Okay, yes, it counts.
It counts.
Let's just say I'd rather, you know, masturbate when I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, and again, it's just prefer not to be drunk. Some people need that, like, I'm only going to get laid if I get drunk and lose my inhibition kind of thing, but no, it's not. It's not great. People should just be sober a lot, and consent. Consent is not given when you're drunk. There we go. Mm-hmm. 23. Favorite sex position. Least favorite sex position. This is two questions in one. Cheat.
Anything from behind, honestly, like doggy or just, you know, being pounded into the mattress, like, hell yeah, I'll take that. Least favorite, I don't know, anything too, like, weird where limbs are entangled and it's just, moving is not just possible.
I have to pick just one.
Right?
Oh, that's so hard. If you make
that's what she said.
Doggy style, if you absolutely make me. Least favorite sex position is a guy with his face between my legs because they're so bad at it.
Wow.
Sorry.
Throwing knives.
I guess if I had to choose like a favorite, I've been really into like Amazon position lately. And like, I don't know, least favorite, like fucking hell, any sex is good.
Oh my God, again, the male on the panel speaks.
Simple-minded.
Yeah. Least favorite position, no position at all.
They're just happy to be there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Favorite would be face down, ass up. Least favorite would probably be, I don't know, like standing and bent over, because like I feel like that would pull a hammy or something.
That very much depends on the height of both people.
I don't want to sound crude, but just getting railed from behind. And least favorite, I haven't had a very satisfying experience with positions where the person has to carry you. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that does.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make it a fucking straight sweep from the we like it from behind crew.
Hell yeah.
It's just, you know, again, without, we don't need to say without being crude, because we're talking about sex and other things on this, and we all make audio porn. So being fucking crude, being fucking crude, it's a deeper penetration. It's just, it feels better. It doesn't matter, you know, what the size of the guy is. And I think I might even go into the DD camp of that. I don't think I have a least favorite position, because most sex is sex. And again, without being crude, I like switching up positions a lot. I'm never like in one position for fucking the entire thing, because, you know,
it depends how long it lasts.
Okay? Yes, exactly. Ooh, question 24. Are you currently... because I know there's a lot of switches in here. Are you currently a dom, sub, or a switch?
Oh, I'm generally a switch, but in recent months, I've been gravitating towards more dom.
I'm a switch, and I can't even say, like, recently, because, like, I will literally go from, like, feeling dominant to, like, feeling subby, like, so quick. It's so funny. So, yes, definitely switchy. But generally speaking, I do tend to be more sub-leaning.
Usually a switch with strong sub-leaning, but lately I have a lot of anger and aggression that have led me toward the dom side.
Hell yeah.
I'm usually a more subby switch, but recently I've been enjoying the dom side a lot as well. So I guess at the moment I'm kind of about equal in terms of dom and sub.
I would say I'm a sub exploring switchier territory, and I only dom when I'm really done with men, frankly.
Amazing.
We're seeing a pattern here.
They need it.
I'm pretty much a switch down the middle. And again, like Kira said, I, in the same breath, I can turn from dom to sub. It just really depends who I'm interacting with. I will say currently, if I'm going to answer this question truly, I've recorded a lot of femdom stuff recently, but I'm feeling a bit more subby in the last, you know, week. Question 25. We're halfway through. We can do this. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference?
I mean, my sexual preference is anyone and anything, so...
Your sexual preference is yes, please.
Yes, my sexual preference is yes, please.
I generally tend to stick to like male performers, even though I'm more heavily attracted to women. I don't really know why that is, though, but yeah.
I'm a yes please, so I don't have anything that's like outside of my preference.
In my case, I mean, I'm pretty much only into women.
Come on. Be truthful.
Look, with a few exceptions, though, to be fair, those don't really translate all that well into audio, right? I can't.
It's okay. You don't need to work out your sexual preference in this podcast.
You have 1 minute. Okay.
I basically only like exclusively listen to female audios.
I'm very happy listening to any sort of dom audio from anyone.
Predominantly, I listen to a lot of male audios, but I have listened to, and I like to do script fills for FFF. I think it's more accents than anything. I'm not going to, you know, shit on anyone, but there's a few people with certain accents on GWA that I'm more likely to not want to listen to their content because of the accent rather than because of the gender tags. And yeah, I am into just so many male whimpers that's my predominantly listening. Question 26. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience, IRL? What a wonderful way to put it. Erotic experience. If no, would you want to try one?
I haven't had anything beyond just making out. But yeah, I would like to try more, definitely.
I haven't done anything, but yes, I would love to.
I have had many, and I'm always open for more in the future.
I haven't, but I mean, depends on the person. I mean, I'm open to try if they're attractive enough.
Yes, and I would be down for more.
Okay, I'm going to be a little bit revealing about myself, but my first real erotic experience was with a woman. And yeah, I'd totally be open for more. Okay, 27. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public?
I'm going to say that just because you have sex doesn't mean you know what the fuck you're doing and what's, or what's happening down there. I wish it was true, but oh boy, I'm gonna go and nah.
I mean, Chrisanne's really got a point there.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with what Chrisanne said as well.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of how much you educate yourself as a person, you know.
True. There's like people who have had sex for however many years who still are too shy about the things they're doing to really get into, you know, telling people what they like and what they don't like, or see just anything like directing the partner. If you can't speak during sex, you're not good at it. You need to be able to fucking communicate with your partners more, people. Just saying.
Yeah, and if you can't say the word vagina, I'm sorry, but hello. What are you doing there?
Okay, question 28. What brought you to this community?
Me being horny during quarantine.
Yeah, my horniness, basically. But not because of quarantine.
I came from masturbation material.
I'm not going to name names, but I basically started listening to essentially Pillow Talk audios on YouTube, and the person that I was listening audios from had their Reddit account linked, and they, you know, made audios on GWA. So, yeah, then I basically started making my own Pillow Talk audios, and now I also make porn.
Congrats.
I used to enjoy audio porn back on Tumblr. There was a specific blog, and then that Tumblr thing happened and everything got taken down, and I kind of drifted and didn't think about audio porn for a while. And then I don't know what it was, but certainly quarantine had a hand in it. And I found GWA, and I was like, oh, I wish I'd found this years ago.
Right.
If you actually look at all of our Reddit accounts, we nearly all of us joined at the same month of quarantine. Had slightly differing path of how much we're content creators, and obviously we've been all listening for a while. So yeah, it's quarantine had a hand in some of it, and horniness had a hand in all of it.
Yep.
Question 29, what keeps you here? Oh,
honestly, you guys and the people I talk to from GWA, like, I like the community and the circle I have there. It's very fun. Just, yeah, talking and chatting and hanging out. And yeah, also the porn, but also it's a creative outlet for me. Like, I can try and make something I never have. And because I have all of this, let's call them fantasies in my head. So it's nice to get them out there where I know others might enjoy them as well.
Yeah, obviously, you know, being able to rub one out. Obviously, that's nice. But it's also really fun getting to know all these people that have, like, things in common. And, like, I don't know, it's just really nice. I like the community.
I have to go with the community as well. The creators. We've found our group, and this is what keeps bringing me back.
What keeps me here? Horniness. Just kidding.
Wow.
I gotta agree, it's the community and, you know, the nice feedback I get and stuff. I can make stuff and people enjoy that stuff, and that's, you know, just really nice feeling. And yeah, that's just kind of why I love doing it.
Yeah, so like the people, the value in the discussions we have, you know, discourses around sex, safety, and representation.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, same. I can't really add much to what everyone said. Sense of community, we have a nice little group, and there's lots of sort of different people that we all interact with add to this community. And just the feedback you get as a creator is lovely. I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for wonderful people telling me how fucking great my voice is. It's an ego thing. But also, you know, the community and people to bounce some really open and frank conversations around sex and sexuality that you don't generally get in most other places. Never mind places like Reddit that are full of awfulness, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Question 30. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it?
I would deny everything, be like, it's not me. What? I mean, most of my family doesn't speak English, so that's, you know, already fine. But if someone, I don't know, I'd be like, just for fun, it's interesting.
Yeah, there's no way I'm owning up to that.
As I fucking can.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I'm in the lucky position, same as Croissant, that a lot of my family members do not speak English, so that's helpful. But I guess if they did, yeah, I mean, I would probably be like, yeah, I mean, it's fun. Don't fucking judge me.
I would just say, you know, expressing this aspect of myself is something I personally find important. And I think GWA is a relatively safe way to do it. And I want to learn more about myself sexually, you know?
Question 31. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune.
No.
I can, but my lips are really dry right now.
I can't whistle.
I can't whistle a tune. I can whistle a single quote unquote note, though it doesn't really sound like a note. So I'm not going to do it. And it's not even a tune anyway. So like, yeah.
I can blow a whistle. Oh my God, I'm sorry. That's so bad. Just kidding.
Is this one of those bisexual things? Like bisexuals can't sit on fucking chairs properly? Because honestly, I don't know how to whistle either. And I think this might be a trend.
Hilarious. So you heard it first here, folks. Bisexuals can't whistle. Yeah. Confirmed. Good by six people.
Yeah.
And one heterosexual person.
That's how science is done, right? Yeah. Question 32. Can you use chopsticks?
Oh yeah, I can.
Yes.
And my cheat is that I don't break them apart. Leave them together.
Do you use them as a scoop? What?
Do you use the wide side?
You can open them just a little bit. You
for
can
one spread single them grain like of legs, rice.
Just a little bit. And you can grab a little something to pick it up and put it in your mouth. Eventually, they break like halfway through the meal, but... It works for a while. It makes people think I can.
Well, I am uncultured and I don't think I've ever even tried using chopsticks. So yeah.
Yeah, like I eat rice with my chopsticks.
Question 33. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink?
I think usually I say a soda. If I say a coke, I specifically mean like Coca-Cola type of drink.
I use soda and pop interchangeably, but I know it's really common around my area to say pop.
Soda.
So it really depends on my case. I say Coke for when I mean any like cola product. I say lemonade if I mean anything citrusy. Or I say soda if it's something that does not fit into those categories.
Oh my God, I love
that's
that.
So
I just say soda.
There's obviously a big distinction across America between what you guys say, soda or pop. But in England too, we have a lot of things that count as pop. But soda, I think, is exclusively like something that's carbonated. And I don't think we use soda quite as much as you guys. But yeah, I would say pop for literally anything that isn't water practically. And I would say Coke again to mean specifically a cola or Coca-Cola product. Question 34. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic?
Arctic Monkeys concert about 2 years ago. Hell yeah, I loved it.
Oh my God.
I think it was A Day to Remember.
Steel Panther on my birthday last December.
So I don't think I've ever been to a concert.
Oh, he's a concert version as well.
Wow.
I'm an everything version of this voice.
I don't know. I think it was like some local band, but I won't say because that's doxy.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I thought my last one was Garbage, and they're my favorite band ever. But now you say local band. I saw a local band, and it was such a fucking good concert. Two lesbians who literally just make the best punk noise shit, and they had this local flavor but with French because they're originally from France, and like everybody in the crowd was so fucking hype, and it was like in this tiny venue. It was such a fun time. I went on my own, and it was like one of those, oh, I'm going to a concert on my own and I'll just have to make friends. It was one of those things of being in that place and just thinking, this is exactly my shit.
It's like it's a main character energy.
Yeah. Question 35. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face?
No, but I've slapped.
Yeah.
Broken somebody's nose before. And they deserved it. I'd do it again, too.
Does that flat out punch somebody in the nose?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I have not, because if that person were to fight back, I would probably end up dead because I am bad at fighting.
I have been punched in the face before. It was actually BBG who punched me in the face.
You had it coming.
She'd do it again.
Was it part of the foreplay? Or...
No, we like to do it a little rough sometimes.
Yeah.
Good little girls don't get punched in the face.
I've never punched somebody in the face, and I don't think I've ever been punched in the face, but I have definitely slapped people sometimes because they've asked. But mostly I'm a shover. When I've gotten into fights, I've kind of like ended up shoving someone, say, not in a sexy way, but say against the wall, and that usually ends the fight before it begins. Question 36. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls?
No, but I've definitely had moments where I wanted to.
Yes, and I enjoyed it.
My brothers taught me how to fight because there was a neighborhood bully that was too young for them to fight. So they taught me how to throw a punch, and then they marched me up the street to fight him. And when I punched him, he smacked me and it hurt so bad I kicked him in the balls. And my brothers were so angry at me. I'm like, what? It's just win by
they sent you into the fight,
right? Yeah, but apparently that was like dirty fighting. It wasn't allowed, and nobody told me there were going to be rules to the bully fight.
Not yet, and please don't give me a reason to.
I have definitely kicked some guys in the balls, sometimes on accident. I'm quite aggressive, I think, and it's sometimes a thing if I do snap, kind of, and then punch. I think I need anger management. I'm thinking back, I lash out. So I'm sorry, you guys have that area, and I know it causes immense pain. But also, on the flip side, I have been kicked in the cunt before, and it fucking hurts. So I know somewhat of the pain, and I know men will scream at this and go, "It's not the same," but. Come on. You guys sometimes deserve it.
If you don't want to get kicked in the balls, don't be an asshole. Like, exactly. It's really that simple.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yes.
Simple.
Okay, question 37. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not?
Okay, I'm going to try and keep it brief. Yes, because this is your one chance to make the government hear your voice. And even though we have this stupid electoral college that fucks everything up, knowing that you are at least part of trying to change things for the better, that's something that you can do and you should do.
Other women fought really hard for us to have the vote, so I think it's absolutely disrespectful to not vote. Vote, people. Just fucking vote.
I vote because if you don't vote, you're a fucking idiot, and that's all I have to say about that.
I love it.
Definitely agree with those notions, but in the country I currently reside in, I'm not a citizen, so I can't vote.
Yeah, that's fair.
And what if I could?
I used to be so much more political than I even am now, and I feel like I'm still quite political, but I'm quite disillusioned with my country, certainly in the last year. Now I just don't think anyone in my country has my best interests at heart, but I will always, always vote. I come from an area of England where it's always been integral that we need to stand up for ourselves because the South dominates so much. So if you don't vote, like we said, you're not deserving of a voice if you can't say that you at least did that one thing. It is like the least you can do. And yeah, women fought for this. So as a woman, I feel like it's really the least I can do. Okay, and we go from politics to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yes or no?
Yes, and also if I can make a recommendation, like peanut butter on toast with honey. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love PB&Js. Yes.
They're one of my favorite things from childhood. Jif peanut butter and Smucker's grape jelly on Wonder Bread.
PB&Js really aren't a thing here. So, I mean, I didn't grow up with them. And as an adult, now I kind of don't like them. Just feels like a weird combination to me.
It's a yes from me.
Same as Dee Dee, that did not grow up with them, only knew of them from American TV shows. But I've had one and it's not bad, but it's really unhealthy. And we wouldn't say peanut butter and jelly because jelly is your strange way of saying jam. And it's just jam. It's not jelly. Question 39, the one we've all been waiting for. Broccoli, yes or no?
Yeah, I like broccoli. Unless they're too mushy. But even then, I'd probably eat them.
Yes.
That's a yes from me.
Yes, stuff my face with fucking broccoli. I love it.
Yes, please get your vitamin K.
Yes, we're all broccoli sluts here.
Hell yeah.
Question 40, butter or margarine?
Oh, butter. Margarine is shit.
Yeah, butter. I fucking hate margarine and I have very strong opinions on that.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan butter.
I used to be a butter-only person, but recently I'm eating a special kind of butter that's like mixed with margarine because that's just like a lot more convenient because you can keep it in the fridge without it going like super hard and stuff.
I use non-dairy butter.
Oh, wow. I'm going to be the dissenting voice here and say margarine, but I feel like there's an entire classist element to my answer that margarine, certainly in Britain, has this like long-standing history of like we couldn't afford butter and rations and lots of other things. And I literally grew up like just eating margarine. And
oh, I mean, to be fair, yeah, I also grew up eating margarine, but like as an adult, same. I was like, you know what? Margarine sounds like shit compared to butter.
Yeah, same here. Like growing up, we were hella poor. So like we only bought margarine and like my dad still does, but I'm like, fuck that. I hate margarine because it's like so close to plastic and it doesn't even taste good.
Like, to me, I can be like, yeah, I can taste the difference if some toast has butter on it. But to me, it's like, just margarine. It's cheaper. It's always in the fridge. But it's like a classy thing to put in certain recipes and not necessarily something I'm going to have all the time. I don't know. I guess I'm just stuck in that poor kid mentality. Question 41. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain.
That's my favorite part. Do not explain. Vegans, we're talking to you.
I mean, I'd put anything in my mouth, so.
That's awesome.
Carnivore.
Vegan.
Okay, I don't agree with croissant. I wouldn't put anything in my mouth but carnivore.
Vegetarian.
Carnivore, but I'd really like to be a vegetarian. I try my best. 42. Favorite cartoon as a child?
Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry is my favorite. I love it.
Depends on different stages of my childhood, but I guess like overall, probably Rugrats.
Scooby-Doo.
Definitely SpongeBob all the way.
Teen Titans, Danny Phantom, Kim Possible, Avatar. And when you rewatch it at an older age, you really appreciate it a lot more.
Yes.
I'm dating myself. I love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I could rewatch X-Men, the animated series, forever and a day. Lately, really got into She-Ra and Princesses of Power. And I should at least briefly mention that I was heavily into My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. 43. Do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating?
Probably yes. That's all I'm going to say.
Personally, I'm leery of trusting them again, but I do tend to look for the good in people and try to give them the benefit of a doubt.
You're such a good person. But I have found that cheaters always fucking cheat and they can justify it so well.
Like, I probably wouldn't trust anyone who cheated at all.
I think there's a lot of reasons for cheating. You know, sometimes if they do it for the thrill of it or they just don't think, I think it's highly likely they'll cheat again. But if they do it because, you know, they're not satisfied in the relationship, they may not cheat again. But that just, you know, signals that there's another problem, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I feel like in that case, they should like fucking break up first and, you know, not cheat while they're still in a fucking relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Like that just proves how fucking immature they are and like how bad they are at like dealing with their problems.
Yeah, go off. Yeah, for sure.
I used to be of the opinion, certainly, that people don't change. I've revised that somewhat, but I still have a healthy distrust of people who have done something. I mean, cheating is really bad. It affects so much of the other person's psyche once you find out you've been cheated on. And that can really have a long-lasting impact on future relationships and stuff. And I think if you have any sort of sense of self-awareness, you don't do that to someone else. I would be somewhat forgiving in some circumstances, but at the same time, I've been told I'm a burn all the bridges, never look back kind of person. So I don't talk to any of my exes or anything. Let's be frank. So I'm a bit more in the camp of no, don't trust them. Right. 44. What is your favorite part of sex?
I think for me, it's like the intimacy and the connection you have with the other person, as cheesy as it sounds. But like when you vibe with someone and things are just working out, it's so good. Even if it's a short-term thing or a long-term, like, it doesn't matter. It can be either. Having someone else involved as well and not just your toys in hand. Yeah, that's great.
Well, I've never had it, but I would assume, you know, the experience of being that close, I guess, and intimate with someone.
When I come?
PBG. I mean, that is the best part, really, isn't it? Come on.
I mean, fair enough, I guess, yeah.
End game.
My favorite part of sex is that, according to popular internet lore, I'm going to become a wizard if I turn 30 and I'm still a virgin.
Maybe you should say that my favorite part of sex is masturbation.
Oh, it's already sad enough, okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I don't want to sound soft, but, you know, besides the obvious pleasure, I think a lot of that stems from the connection you have, whether it's like mental or physical. Like, if I am able to be vulnerable with you and like be fucking naked in front of you, that means I fuck with you, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, yeah, okay. Can I just add a serious answer for me too?
You can.
I feel like, you know, this might just be the virgin talking out of me, but I feel like, you know, my favorite part of sex would just be, you know, pleasing the other person and, you know, making them feel good.
Oh, yes.
But again, maybe that's just the virgin talking out of me.
Yeah, as soon as you have sex, you'd be like, well, I need to get off. I don't know about you, love.
It's like 30 seconds, that's enough.
Oh my god. My favorite part of sex is when you are so vulnerable, again, like Mars said, and so into that other person that there's no awkwardness. Something can happen and we both laugh so fucking hard. And it doesn't detract from any of that fucking intimacy and the sexual pleasure we're going to give each other. Because, yeah, that's when you know you've got a keeper and you're really connected with someone. Question 45. Performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds.
Hot.
Nervous, I guess.
Ridiculous. I never think I sound hot doing them.
Yeah, I mean, same, to be honest. It just feels kind of like weird, you know, making out with your own hand. I mean, then again, it's kind of fun as well, you know, trying, you know, make it sound as like realistic as possible and stuff.
The Foley nerd in me, Foley being when you make sound effects yourself using your own body or various instruments to approximate an actual sound. The Foley nerd in me loves making all kinds of sound effects for audios. So part of my brain switches off that, oh, what the fuck am I doing? I'm ridiculous, fucking deep throating my own fingers or whatever the fuck. And yeah, I get really into, does this sound realistic enough? Is this like an actual blowjob? Et cetera, et cetera. So I just get really into it in a sense that I'm striving to make sure my sound effects, because I am judgmental as fuck about other people's sound effects. Sorry, not sorry. That's just the audio nerd in me. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I always try to make my own sound effects too, but I think that's just like the theater kid in me. I guess it's part of setting the scene in a way. So like I view that as part of the art that I'm making as well.
46 writers, has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better?
Oh, that's, I hate to say that.
Be ruthless.
Yes, there have been a few where, especially if it's a super hot fantasy scenario for me, and I just, dialogue is very important to me and I have a really good ear for it. So I just, it drives me nuts when the dialogue is not realistic.
Mm. Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like something that would actually come out of someone's mouth. So yeah, it's hard for me. That happens a lot.
I think I interpreted the question wrong. I thought it meant like gauging yourself within other people who write scripts. Can I answer it that way or should I?
Yeah, you can answer it however you want.
Like, obviously I just started, but I think for me, it is really important to see like what type of writing happens during this type of script, you know, and finding that balance between being detailed enough in your writing, but not too expository so that people can project their own sexual fantasies onto this text. And also, like BBG said, dialogue is really important, and how as a writer, you can best guide the performer into giving the best delivery possible.
Does anyone else want to jump in? Even though we are mostly performers, I'm sure, well, we've kind of improvised and done our own scripts in certain ways.
I have tried writing a script once. It was just like a pillow talk audio, but it sucked. So yeah, that's never seeing the light of day. And I think I'm just going to stick with what other people write because other people are way better at it than me.
I will just say that I have started writing scripts, but I'm not very good at finishing them. And certainly to answer the question as it's written, I have definitely read scripts and thought, oh, this is really hot. I really like this. And then like one aspect of it has completely turned me off. And I've kind of thought, if I could rewrite this, I would just take X out or something. So I've definitely had that thought of if I can get my ass into gear and actually write some scripts and put them up there. Yeah, certain scripts around GWA have inspired me, but also made me go, I could do better. I'm sorry. Again, this is an ego thing for me, apparently. That's what we're finding out here. Right, these next two, wonderful. Vagina eaters. What a wonderful way to put it. What is your best technique for driving a woman crazy?
Man, I wish I could answer, but I can't. But yeah, I do want to be a vagina eater one day. I aspire to be a vagina eater. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I'm still awaiting my confirmation date, I guess.
It's all about the clit, but it's also about communicating, because I've never been with two women who have liked the same amount of pressure. So you have to either be really good at listening to what's turning her on in her moans as you're licking, so you know more pressure or less pressure, or never be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
But yeah, the clit is the key.
I would just say, yeah, take your time and communicate. Like, get into it, enjoy giving your partner pleasure, and be observant of what they like, you know, find all the right spots and whatnot.
48. Cocksuckers, what is your best technique for driving a man crazy?
My technique is to drive them crazy before we even get to the cocksucking part. So I can be very patient with teasing and just taking my time. And I love it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So good.
When you tell them you swallow before you even start, that, no, I'm just kidding. I like to tease the tip, like around the tip. It starts with an F. I can't
frenulum.
Foreskin?
Yes. Oh. Frenulum. No, not foreskin. Frenulum.
Yeah. Yes. I thought it wasn't that, but I had to go with it.
Tease that and you're playing with the balls at the same time, they will start to beg you to take the entire cock in your mouth.
I can confirm that I would be whimpering at that.
You'd be whimpering by a touch. Come on.
You know, on the same token, I don't want to sound like I'm fanatically talking about sucking cock, but, you know, just observe where they're more sensitive, like inner thigh, balls, ass, whatever. Make eye contact. Oh my God, I sound like I'm so passionate. Utilize everything you have, your tongue, the amount of pressure. Like, what do they want? Do they want like a really sweet blowjob, or do they want to like grab your hand and like ram your head in? You know, and be confident, believe in yourself.
49. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it.
Oh, I don't have either an animal or an action figure.
I have a ton of stuffed animals. I love stuffed animals.
Well, you're allowed to mention one.
I know. I don't want them to think I'm picking favorites. But I guess right now, I'm holding a stuffed Eeyore.
Oh, I have a Paddington bear that my mom made for me for my 8th birthday.
Oh.
And he is so worn, and he went to college with me. He went to every sleepover I had. He went to cheer camp with me. Paddington and I have been through shit, man. We have been everywhere together. I'm pretty sure I even took him to Disneyland once or twice. And he's special because my mom made him for me.
Do body pillows count as...
Oh, God almighty. Every question he can, no. He asks if X counts.
I mean, humans...
No, humans just because you animals. Blind against it.
Humans are technically animals. A pillow is stuffed, so...
Fine.
So I might or might not have a body pillow, and I might or might not have like 15 different covers for it or something.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wow. No, don't be sorry.
I don't know. I think he needs to be sorry for this amount of
money. I know. I was going to say, he should be sorry.
Is it all of the same character?
No, it's different characters.
Wow. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
I don't know. I mean... I guess that brings us back to the cheetah question, doesn't it? I mean, I know that I've said that I'm a weeb before, so like, if people don't know that I'm a weeb, well, that's their problem.
Right. So I don't know if we want to keep all that in, because the question is about a stuffed animal or an action figure and one. And what you've done there is say, I'm a massive fucking weeb. And he is, let me talk you through my body pillows.
I think Daki Makura definitely counts. Like, I mean, to be fair, it has like a very similar, like,
it's just very stuffed. That's it. That's all the similar.
Well, yeah, but like,
it's a similar action,
so. Usage to like a giant stuffed animal, because you know you're in bed and like you're fucking hugging it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
his waifus are stuffed.
I have one stuffed animal that I would mention, and that is a wrestle cat. It is a thing that I got from Japan, and it's literally one of those sort of comfort animals that got brought into a wrestling ring by a wrestler that I really like and became a really big deal in the fandom. And his name is Daryl. And now if you look up Daryl Takahashi, he has his own thing. He's got married. He has a child now. There's like a whole lore and fandom, and it is amazing. And I literally got that because I really like a wrestler, but also he's been everywhere with me since I got him. And now I can kind of use him almost as a proper therapy animal, and it's become a whole thing. So adorable. Question 50. Oh my God, we're at the end. Question 50. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? I did not see the end of that question.
When I read it, the first thing that popped into my mind was the Grand Canyon for some reason. Because outdoors and public places, and yes, and nature.
My first thought was the Grand Canyon, but then I remembered it's in Arizona, and Arizona is hot as fuck. So yeah. Like, I'd probably say the Eiffel Tower or something.
Oh, that's romantic. Mine was Stonehenge.
Ooh.
That just seemed hot.
Mysterious rocks.
You'd have to do some breaking and entering to get onto Stonehenge to go fuck there. They have a lot of security,
I think that
just
makes
FYI.
Yeah, it's part of the experience, you know?
Well, if you fuck one of the security people, you probably can
learn, right? There you go. Kill two birds with one stone.
Right.
I would probably go with some form of like natural landmark, you know, like the fjords of Iceland or something like that. And that would be like super cool. But I feel like also like Iceland is kind of cold. I fucking love the winter and the cold and stuff. So like, I dig it.
I mean, I was going to say like something like Empire State Building, because I think it suits my romantic aesthetic. But I want something natural too, you know, fuck me in like Galapagos Islands.
Ooh. Yeah, lovely.
Amongst the turtles. Sorry.
God, I don't think I have a good answer for this. How about the Great Wall of China? That covers a lot of ground. Ooh. You could do a tour. you could continue that for a while. Yeah. I do love nature and that, but I'm heavily not really into getting even more dirty and having sand or dirt anywhere. So if I'm going to do landmark, I want to like go big or go home. So yeah, you want to do something either incredibly public or in a ridiculous, ridiculous place. Yeah. St. Petersburg Square. Everyone could see you.
Mount Rushmore. And then be like, yes, founding daddy. I'll see myself out.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, I can't believe we got through all 50 questions.
So yeah. I have a question to all of the listeners that are still listening.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys be interested in listening to us do other stupid stuff, like, you know, play Cards Against Humanity or something like that?
Or just answering like every fun. Questionnaire that we can find on GWA.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
I mean, that would be fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for listening, anybody who has actually listened to the hour plus of us going through these questions. And like Didi has posited, if you would like to listen to more of us do questionnaires, we are open to suggestions. Comments are always welcome. Thank you. And I think everyone can say goodbye now.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. See you guys.
Thanks for joining.